Hey y'all, I'm Danny, and this is Heard. Hi guys, welcome back to Heard the Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Renee. Make sure you guys check me out on all podcast streaming platforms. I'm on Twitter and as well. Well, you know what? Fuck Twitter. No, not that. That's not what I meant. You can follow me, us, the podcast, the platform, at Heard the Podcast, H-E-R-D, the podcast. We're on YouTube, H-E-R apostrophe D, the podcast. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, send to a friend, share, all those good things. Thank you guys for tuning back in, and thank you for watching and tuning in on YouTube right now. Hey, YouTube followers, how are you? Make sure you guys click that podcast link in the description, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe and all that good stuff. Give me some views, give me some streams, you know, all those good things. But yes, so we're back again, of course. I have my engineer J Rob in the back. Say hi, J Rob.
What up, y'all? What's good?
How do I look on camera?
You good?
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Check your pants and everything.
Okay, great. Anywho, so you know, I don't really have a lot to talk about. J Rob always act like I got a what to say, or do I say that? I really don't think, like, the last couple of episodes have been under an hour, honestly. So like, I just feel like that definitely been like 58 minutes. 56 minutes, definitely giving 56, 58 minute. No, not no 101. I definitely have a couple episodes that were like 58 minutes. So like, don't do
you must
that.
Have chopped it down.
I didn't all. Chop it. Anyway, so not a lot today. Just a couple things that happened. But Victoria Monet just announced that she's announcing her tour on Monday.
Okay. Shout out Victoria. I'll fuck with her.
I do too. I don't know if I'm definitely gonna try to go, because I just spent coin on Doja Cat last week, and then I just paid my rent the other day. So yes. So hopefully I can scrape up something. But this is the thing though. I think that, well, first of all, I'm happy that she's going on tour. Mm-hmm. And like, my favorite thing to do, like next to like traveling and things like that, I think right now I'm really enjoying like going to shows and concerts right now. Then I like traveling. I don't know if the concerts is above traveling, because I'm still trying to get my new place together, and I'm just like focused on like where I'm at. Like I'm being present in where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what that is. But I really do enjoy going to concerts, going to shows, especially with artists that I enjoy, and especially people like Doja Cat and Victoria Monet that put on a great show.
Yeah.
And like, I've seen so many Victoria Monet performances online. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I can't wait for that. Yeah. I'm really excited for that.
Concert.
So she's gonna announce it on Monday. By the time you guys see this, it may be Monday when you guys see this episode. But I'm really excited. I don't know if, you know, with certain artists, like depending on like the size of their audiences, I think that with Victoria Monet, she's an amazing star. But I think that when it comes to her fan base, I think that she has like a cult following. Mm-hmm. But I think that she probably will be doing like mid-sized to maybe like a couple small venues depending on the place,
like the city and stuff.
Yeah, so but I'm thinking like if she comes to DC, first off, if she doesn't do a DC show, I think it's going to be either a Baltimore show or a Philly show if she doesn't touch down in like the DC area. But if she does do DC, I'm thinking it's either three things she may do. And the thing is, like, all these venues, like, I can definitely see her doing it. But it's, like, some mid-size, some are small. So if she does DC, she's either going to do Union Stage, mm-hmm. Fillmore, or the Anthem. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I don't know if she's going to do the Anthem. I'm depending on who's opening for her or if she even has an opening act. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the Anthem situation. I don't know. Kali Uchis did the Anthem when she was here on her own headlining tour.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to that one?
No, because I already had saw her at, I think I saw her the year before or a year and a half before at the Call Me If You Get Lost tour. She mm-hmm. opened up for Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
So I already saw her. I think most likely she's going to do Union Stage if it's going to be in D.C., in my opinion. I don't really see, when it comes to the Fillmore, when it comes to the Fillmore and the Anthem, I'm going to have to figure out, like, oh, fuck, I'm either going to have to make sure I'm up front by the stage, like, right in front, or I'm going to need to get, like, a high, like, balcony seating with the bar. I don't know, because I cannot be amongst them people no more. Like, I did that at the Jasmine Sullivan concert. It was just too much. I cannot do it. I can't do it. Nah. People sweating on me, yelling across me. It's just too much. I don't want to do it. Can I get some, you got some tissue?
Not in here. I can go get some.
Is it in the bathroom? Oh, yeah, please, real quick. Yeah, so, like, I just feel like, I don't know. You said what? Yeah, I don't want people, it's just a lot. I can't do it. Yeah, so I just need to do, like, some type of, I would love to be up front, close and personal, but, like, oh, like, that, even at Union Stage, I could probably finesse a Union Stage, because I've been backstage at Union Stage, or, like, for every show I've been at, because I know people that perform and stuff. So the Union Stage thing will probably be more comfortable for me, but when it comes to the film or the Anthem, I'm going to have to be on the balcony or something, sitting down and enjoying the show from the balcony, because being in the midst of all of that is just a lot.
I know it is.
It's a lot. I cannot do it. But yeah.
EDM concert, it's like, it's very lit too. EDM concerts be lit.
Really?
Yeah, they'd be packed too.
I can't do it, bro. I went to see Catriona at the Anthem a couple years ago, and we were standing on the thing. But the thing is, like, it was packed up, but I guess we found a space on the side where it was, like, it was spacey. It wasn't, like, crammed. It wasn't nasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt fine. I don't know. But anywho, yeah, so I'm thinking if she does DC, it's either going to be the Anthem, Fillmore, or Union Stage. And also, when it comes to the Fillmore, I feel like certain people don't be getting booked at the Fillmore like that no more.
I haven't seen a show at the Fillmore in a minute.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I don't know why, though. We got CFG Bank Arena now. So
what is that?
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that's about to be crazy.
That's what SZA going to be at. SZA coming in September.
That's going to be crazy.
So, yeah, they probably going to have her down at the hall, down by the Wolf. So either Union or Anthem. Yeah. Union or Anthem. That sound about right.
I see the Anthem for sure, but we're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anywho, yeah. So, on to the topics and stuff. Okay, so.
Uh-oh.
I just. Okay, uh-oh. So during the week, I guess, Keke Palmer went to an Usher concert. You know, Usher is still doing his residency in Vegas. And to my understanding, I thought he was supposed to be ending it soon, but I guess they extended it. I'm like, go ahead, get that coin, Usher. Go ahead, get that fucking coin. So he extended his tour run at, his residency in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder how much they be getting paid.
I'm sure they get paid a nice amount.
A couple bags.
I'm sure they get, they get hotels and all accommodations.
Of course, yeah.
So, on top of a lot of money they get.
Mm-hmm. And he extended his tour, too, like, and then now I'm at Usher's tours. He has, you know, of course, like, celebrities come and, you know, sit VIP or whoever comes in VIP at some point of the show.
Right.
It's like routine now that he, you know, goes into the crowd and, you know, whatever celebrity's there, whatever person's there, he'll let them, like, you know, he'll, like, serenade the woman and, you know, things like that. Like, you know.
Yeah. How you
do? He's been doing it with, like, Issa Rae and Sweetie just did it the other day with him. Who else? Just, you know, a lot of people, like 21 Savage. One time he let 21 Savage sing a song. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, it's like his thing for the show. So the other day, Keke Palmer was there at his show. First of all, Keke Palmer, you know, she has really filled out real nice, real curvy. After she had her son, because she just had a baby a few months ago.
So.
After she just had her son, like, she's like her, she, you know, she's going through changes now. And now she, you know, she's filling out and she's a new woman because she's a mom now. So for that's sure. Just what happens when you have for kids. Sure. Like, you transform. Anyway, so. Yeah, so she was wearing, I guess, like, she was wearing this, like, black, like, bodysuit with, like, a sheer, I guess, like, a sheer or mesh situation or whatever. Mm-hmm. So her legs were showing, her arms were showing, her body was showing, everything was showing, her curve was showing. It was really nice, really cute. Her hair was done. She just got ready with her girls and had a, she went to the Usher show in Vegas. So Usher was serenading her, of course, and you know, the usual Usher thing at his shows. And Kiki's son's father, Darius, his name's Darius, and I don't really know much about him specifically. I just know that he is the actor that plays Dro in Insecure. That's his older brother. Okay. The one that was sleeping with Molly, the married man that was fucking Molly. The
so that's who that was. That's who that was.
Who?
The Darius person.
No, that's his brother.
That's his brother.
So okay, his brother's name is Saronis Jackson. Right. He played on Insecure, and that's Darius' older brother. So Kiki Palmer actually met Darius at an Issa Rae party mm-hmm. through his brother.
Gotcha.
So that's how they met. But yeah, so they have a son together. And so, yeah, so Darius went on Twitter the other day and was like, you know, he reposted the clip saying, "It's the outfit, you a mother," right? So at first, of course, like I thought he was joking. I just looked at it and scrolled away. I thought he was joking. We all thought he was joking, but then he doubled down or whatever. And you know, and of course, you know, the internet ate him up because you know we love Kiki, is our precious Kiki. We hold Kiki close to our heart. Okay, I mean, I wasn't joining in the bashing because I'm grown and I have a job. I didn't really have time to like do all that while I was working because I work from home. But like they ate him up, and I was just watching. But you know, they ate him up real bad or whatever, and at some point he had to deactivate his Twitter. But before I get to that, let me just read the tweets real quick. Let me just make sure I read them verbatim. Oops. Let me just get it. Okay, so he said, "It's the outfit though, you a mom," right? Of course he thought he was playing. Mm-hmm. And then he doubled down and said, "We live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to please others. And he gets told how much of a hater he is. This is my family and my representation. I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case." They ate him up. Internet ate him up real bad. So at that point, you know, of course, the internet ate him up, and then they dug up his old tweets. He has like Trump supporting tweets. He has like Alton Sterling. You know, he ridiculed the whole Alton Sterling thing. They just dug up a whole bunch of shit. This is a whole bunch of shit on him, right? Of course, that's what they do on Twitter. They dig up your old tweets and stuff.
Yes.
So that was a thing. And so that was a lot. It was just a lot. The brother got into it because somebody was just like, you know, what do you expect? His brother's a whore. And the brother was like, how did I get into this? And, you know, it was a whole big thing with that. And this is the thing with me. And of course, like, you know, people were criticizing how, you know, Kiki is the breadwinner of the couple, and you know, you're just a stay at home dad, things like that. And you know, they were pulling up old receipts of him, like maybe a few months ago, because you know they just had that baby, mm-hmm. Of him like showing her body and having, you know, show, like him recording her body, recording her ass cheeks on his phone and posting it, saying, "Oh, look at how she twerk," like, you know, just recording her body and showing it off on his end. But I guess he had a problem when it came to the Usher concert, you know. So this is the thing. This is what I'm gonna say. And of course, like, people have been talking about this all week, and you know, whatever. But this, I'm here now, and I'm talking to you about it, so you're hearing from me now. But I'm gonna say this, right? First of all, the Kiki was having a great time. It's that he's ridiculous. What he said was ridiculous, right? We already know that. Cool, right? Whatever. I just feel like, and of course, you know, this screams insecure to me for sure. No pun intended. This screams insecure to me, but I just, when it comes to, and again, like, I'm not going to really go hard on him and call him broke or call him a bum or whatever y'all trying to say, like, you know, she's like the breadwinner, like, what do you do type thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say this, right? This is one. I think that, you know, in my experience, I've my last serious dealings with guys, they've always been guys who I'm a bit further than. When I say further than, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit more accomplished in, like, you know, I have my own vehicle. I have my own money. I have my own place to stay. I have my own this and that, right? And, you know, and that's where you have to be careful. It's a double-edged sword. Like, you know, that can be something where the guy can take it. If you're up there, a guy can take advantage of that and use you for what you have. Or then also, like, they can, you know, be into you and stuff, but then be insecure when you're out of their space and you're being appreciated from someone else type of thing. Like how Kiki was, where, you know, he can film her ass cheeks and her twerking or whatever. Mm-hmm. But her at an Usher concert in a sexy outfit and with her and her girls and Usher serenading her, which he's doing his job at a concert, it's like, oh my God, you're a mom. How dare you? Right. Just in my experience, like, I'll tell you one thing. I'll be pretty vague with this. I'm just giving you the point. I was like talking to this guy, or we were together, I think, or we were like we were boyfriend girlfriend at some point, but like I think we were like on the way to being together, so we were like exclusive. And this is when I was like in college still, so like, mind you, I'm probably like maybe like 20, maybe, yeah, probably like 20. You know, and I had my own cars in college. So I would, I was in college out in Baltimore, but I would come down to DC sometimes and hang out with some friends on weekend and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I was talking to this boy, and I met him through a friend that I had at the time. And so, like, we would all hang out and stuff. And, you know, mind you, he didn't have a lot going on. He didn't really have any money. He didn't have a car. He didn't have a lot going on at all. Mm-hmm. Like, he would just, like, leech on to us that had shit going on. And so we would just have a good time. We would always hang out, have a good time at our friend's house. But, you know, one night we wanted to go, just us, the girls, we wanted to go out and have fun for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And so him not having a lot going on, him not having money, I mean, plus we wanted to be a girls' night. We just wanted to be us girls going out. And plus, like, we didn't have, we just wanted to go out as women. We just wanted to go out, right? We went out a couple times without him. And we went out for New Year's Eve, I believe. And then also we went out for a concert. That's what happened. We went out for a concert. He didn't go to the concert because we weren't paying for his ticket. So like we went out for a concert. And so we were at the concert. It was at a Wale concert. This is, yeah, I'm talking now really. And like, we were having a good time. We were having fun. And so at the concert, we were really close to Wale. I think at one point Wale had either like, he either crowd surfed or he either got down off stage and walked through the crowd to like perform in the back or perform amongst the people. Uh-huh. This is at the Fillmore. And so like, we're like, oh, and he's like, Wale is like right here in my face. I'm like, I'm right here. And then Wale is like right there, like right here performing and stuff, right? So I'm like, okay. And then like, so J-Rob, when you're at a concert, right, and you're a fan of someone, and they're like right here in your face,
oh, you're gonna be psyched.
You're gonna be psyched. But like, also, what do you like? What's a reflex that you do if someone that you're performing is right in front of your face?
You're gonna reach out.
So I touched Wale. So Wale right here, Tony got a big old, like, he right here. Oh yeah, like, and he's right here. Wale shoulder. Wale, hey, like, you know, he's like standing on something. I think I like touched his jeans too, right? I touched his jeans, right? And so like, great time. It was fun, right? So then like, I guess like, we were all, after the concert, we all went back to the friend's house or whatever. Uh-huh. I guess he met up with us because he was a fucking loser. Like, this, I was fucking with losers back then and now. It's crazy. But no, so we were all talking about the concert and stuff. Uh-huh. And then like, one of the girls was like, oh my God, yeah, Danny, you touched him. I said, yeah, I touched his jeans, right? The nigga went crazy. He was like, you touched his jeans. If he pulled his dick out, would you suck his dick? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Huh? I can't touch his jeans. If he pulled his dick out, would you suck his dick? Like, he went crazy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Red flags.
Oh, child, that nigga was crazy. But like, it was just like, you know, he already couldn't afford his own ticket. Mm-hmm. He don't got shit going on. He don't have a car. I got nothing. You know, so that was already a thing. And then like the whole Wale thing, and then me interacting with Wale, is just like, it's a whole bunch of insecurity. And then another time, again, we were out, like, I think it was for New Year. We were out, and then, like, we were just out and stuff. It was, like, New Year's Eve or whatever. And so he was telling me, he was like, you need to leave. You need to be back. You need to come to my house by 1 a.m., or you need to be at my house by 2 a.m. Because we were, like, out. It was D.C. We out. Like, we out and about. Like, it's New Year's Eve. We out. Like, we outside, right? His broke ass is, we not paying for this nigga. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, man.
So we were out or whatever, but he was telling me, he's like, yeah, you need to come. Mind you, I had my own car on my own shit, like, plus I was in college, so, like, whatever, right? So he was like, yeah, well, you need to be at my house, because he lived in DC too. He was like, you need to be at my house by 1 a.m. by 2 a.m. you need to be at my house no later than 2 a.m. I'm like, excuse me? I said, calm down. Like, what? Like, get out of my face. We weren't even together for real yet. We were just, like, about to be, kind of, like, whatever. Right. But it's like, right? What? But my dumb ass thought it was kind of cute a little bit, but it was kind of like whatever. Yeah, but no, it was just him. But it was just like, but like one of the, you know, one of the people we were with, like, she was older than us. She was just like, he's just being insecure because he's not out. He can't go out. But if he was out with his friends or his friend, he wouldn't be doing all of that. He wouldn't be saying all that to you, like, type of thing. But it's just the insecurity of it.
Right.
It's your personal insecurity about your ability to do your access to things, and it's just your insecurity. Maybe you know, like, of course, with the whole Darius and Kiki thing, to me, it's obvious that he was insecure. And this Usher, this major superstar, this multimillionaire Usher that has this residency in Vegas, and then your child's mother, who's also a successful celebrity and who's also, like, a staple in pop culture and in Black culture, she's already up there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we don't really know you, and like, the general public opinion is already that you're, like, a bum, and she's, like, the breadwinner of the couple. Right. So it's like, all of that, it's just, I'm not justifying it, but I'm just saying, like, it's just insecure. It's insecurity. And it's also disrespectful for you to put that out online for everyone to see. See, now, you can be insecure, but your respect, the level of respect you have for me shows how you will handle your insecurity. You posting it online to Twitter, basically questioning my motherhood and questioning me as a woman and how I present myself, mm-hmm. especially being the mother of your child, is disrespectful. Y'all made a human together. Y'all are together. Y'all are a couple. You will obviously see her. She's going to come back home to you that same night, or she's going to go back to her hotel room and call you. Why can't you discuss it with her then? Because now you look like a loser to us, the general public.
Yep.
And another thing too is, like, I don't care. You know, a lot of people, well, a lot of celebrities or whatever, they'll tweet out things and say they don't care, whatever. But, like, you care.
Okay.
You do care, because why are you posting this for all of us to see?
Right. That should have been a text if he felt that. Felt that way.
Did you see the video?
I seen some of it.
Yeah. But you saw what she was wearing, right?
Yeah. Not sure, maybe.
It wasn't even that bad. Like, she was fine. Like, she went to Usher concert in Vegas with her girls. Like,
she was enjoying
it. And the thing is, like, Kiki Palmer, she was just tweeting about him a couple days before, saying, I love my man. I love my man. Like, she's into you, obviously. And then she already knows the situation. Like, it's just men will embarrass you real bad. It's just bad. Men will embarrass you real bad, y'all.
Not all of us.
I'm just saying, like, damn.
We don't claim them.
Jesus. So I think the whole thing happened, like, a few days ago, and so, you know, he's been dragged, whatever. At some point, he deactivated his social medias, but then he came back and was like, yeah, I'm back, bitches, whatever. So he said some more things after being dragged and stuff, and it just seems like, I don't know if they broke up a little bit. The Shade Room or the Neighborhood Talk showed that they unfollow each other online, which is okay, you know, like, that's what happens or whatever. But also, it's like, y'all have a whole human together. It's like, okay, you can go ahead and unfollow, but it's just like, you guys still share a human at this point. So it's just like, you can't really, you know what I'm saying? So but no,
they take that shit too serious.
But no, I just so it just seems like, I don't know if there is like a breakup right now, or like a temporary breakup right now. I don't know what's going on, whatever. But recently Kiki has been, you know, of course, like, you know, Kiki is very entrepreneurial. She's very business savvy. She's very smart. So she's going to capitalize off of a viral moment.
Right.
So she's been posting because she actually just a few months ago, I believe, she released a visual album. Mm-hmm. So she was self-produced, self all that stuff. And she actually released a visual album and she posted it on YouTube a few months ago, I believe. And so since then, since the whole situation, of course, she's reposting some clips from her visual album for promotion. She's posting clips. She's posting TikToks of her dancing and stuff now. And of course, she just released a line of merch saying "I'm a mama," right? Or "I'm a mother," whatever, right? And so, actually, I'm going to bring this up too because I thought it was interesting. So it is. So there is I'll just call her like a marketing strategist for right now. And I'm going to say her name. Her name is Donye. She is from the area. She's from the DMV area. And she's, you know, really into marketing and creative directing and, you know, image consulting and things like that. She think of her as like a Karen Civil. Let's just say that for right now. Hopefully I'll have her on my show one day, but let's just say that for right now. So I follow Donye, and so she often like speaks on different creative tactics and creative strategies from like different artists and public figures and things like that. And, you know, she analyzes certain things. You know, she analyzes certain robots. She analyzes just certain, you know, just visual information. So when Kiki Palmer released her merch called "I'm a Mother," she literally just released it like yesterday. There's like shirts and sweatshirts of like "I'm a Mother" on the front. And Donye says, "I love that she's capitalizing because making a coin by all means, but I would love to see something more creative slash fun from Kiki Palmer. The controversy to merch pipeline seems a little off brand for her," right? So I'm gonna continue. This is my tidbit real quick. So I agree with that. I agree with that because just for me, I'm also a graphic designer, but it's like, you know, graphic design is just, it's about, that's why it's something to study. Cause like, it's about visual communication, comprehension on certain things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not surprised that Kiki did that. I'm not surprised that she did that because she's done it before with the, when she was like, what the fuck happened? She didn't know somebody. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know a thing. I'm sorry to this man. Like, remember that when she didn't know somebody? She did an interview. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When she was like, "Sorry to this man. I don't know a thing. I don't know this," whatever. So that went viral, and she made t-shirts of the screenshot of her saying that or whatever. That was smart. Boom, right? So I'm not surprised that Kiki did this, and I'm also not surprised at the fact that this is a whole controversy and it went viral that she's now promoting her work that she recently put out. I think it's smart. Her reposting her stuff from the Big Boss thing that she released. Her doing this. She doing a show in DC at the Howard Theater in a couple days. She's also going to be at the Broccoli City Fest. She's doing all these things. So like, it's smart. I get it. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised because she's smart. She's very you know, she's a hustler. You know, whatever, right? So I agree with Donye though when it comes to the creative side of things. Mm-hmm. You know, Kiki Palmer is a staple at this point. And, you know, even, you know, and I see that, and I watched past interviews with Kiki Palmer, recent interviews with her, and, you know, Kiki Palmer has said that she wants to, you know, create a legacy and really just, you know, she looks at Tyler Perry as an inspiration because, you know, Kiki Palmer actually has like her own, she's building her own network via YouTube. It's called Key TV. So she's really a self-starter. She's really trying to lay down a foundation for her brand and her legacy, which I'm like, I'm always like, salute her for that. Like, I'm always going to pay her respects to that because she really is doing a damn thing, and we've grown up with her. Like, she's really relevant, you know. She's really doing a damn thing.
Not for sure.
And, you know, monetary wise, like, I feel like this is smart. You know, of course people won't buy it, it's controversy, whatever, right? But I agree with Donye because, like, you know, on the other hand, I agree with Donye. It's like, you know, I don't want this to be a thing where people know you as, okay, viral, okay, let's put out some stuff, quick money grab,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, she said, like, I want more creative things from her. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for sure. We need that for sure.
And because she was saying, you know, the merch, she said the controversy to merch pipeline seemed a little off brand for her. So I'm guessing, like, because before, when that whole sorry to this man thing, that was like years, I think that was either like before the pandemic, that was like 3-4 years ago, right? So I'm guessing like she's just saying, like, you know, she wants Kiki to like graduate from that and be on another level with that.
Yes.
And then someone else replied to Donye on Twitter saying, like, you know, she's been rolling out merch for her new album for the past few weeks. So this was probably already planned a minute ago, right? So they posted pictures of her merch for her album she just put out. Mm-hmm. But you can see the difference between the controversy merch and the merch for her album. The merch for her album looked like there was time well spent on the graphic, the design. It was time well. She's actually wearing her merch in the promo photos. And the I'm a Mother merch stuff, it's like something she was like, oh, let's hurry up, do this real quick. It's like, this is a really quick thing to whip up real quick,
right?
Because there's controversy. Let's whip it up, because all we have is all we can show is like the, because they don't, if this was already planned, in my opinion, we would see Kiki or a model actually wearing the shirts, mm-hmm, and actually actual planned promote. I don't think that this was planned. This was her doing a money grab, which is cool. That's fine.
Nothing wrong with that.
So yeah. So then, let me see. Let me just make sure. And then I guess Donye replied and said, this merch is cute. Like, talking about the album merch. This merch is cute as fuck, but is selling merch to promote your album the same as selling merch due to controversy? It's not.
Two different things.
Mm-hmm. So that was that. And then they replied or whatever. But either way, at the end of the day, I believe she whipped it up because, I mean, I believe what I just said. Like, you know, she did her thing. Mm-hmm. I think the main thing about this is that at this point, Kiki is at the level where it can seem a bit tacky to do this. Like, it's kind of like, you know, releasing merch due to a controversy, mm-hmm, is smart, you know, money wise, but it kind of treads the line between like smart and then tacky, and then people only remember you for this. People only use this for this now, because with the whole Darius thing, like, they could be very much back together and very much go out to events and very much go on red carpets for shit, but everyone's going to now associate him with being jealous of his girl or insecure, or they're going to keep bringing these things up for a while now. And another thing that another reason why I didn't appreciate Darius doing that, again, you know, you're questioning her position as a mother and, you know, whatever, and that whole thing, feminism, and, you know, she can wear what she wants to wear, that whole thing. But then also, like, it's fine that she is the breadwinner, whatever. That's just how, you know, at the end of the day, you can only do what's dealt for you. Like, everyone has their own cards that's dealt for them. Cool, right? But from what I've seen, like I said, she has, you know, she's a self-starter and she's starting her own network called Key TV, all those things. They had, so I guess the network has different skits and like different shows and skits on it and stuff. And she has involved him in her work. He acts on some of those skits, some of those episodes, and some of those shows on her network. So her being this breadwinner, her being so successful, her being such a celebrity, her being such a cultural staple, mm-hmm, like, she is, even though, you know, you may not be on the same success level as she is, she still is, it seems as though she still loves you unconditionally, and she's involving you in her success. For her to involve you in her success and like handing a bag to you, basically, and for you to do this, how dare you? I don't know if I'm being dramatic, but how dare you? Because he definitely, I've skimmed some things, and he plays on some of the little skits they have or some of the little shows she has within her channel on YouTube.
Right.
So it's like, she's involving you. She's giving you an alley-oop on your stuff, because, like, at the end of the day, like, when we're all trying here, we're all creatives, we're all really trying here, and, you know, our numbers may not match up to so-and-so's numbers here and there, but at the end of the day, like, you know, even though your numbers may not match up, or your success, or your recognition, rather, it always just, it only takes, like, the right person to see you.
Yes.
It only takes the right person to see you. It don't matter if you got 1K views on your TikTok or 100K views on your TikTok or a million views. It don't matter. Like, it, I mean, it matters, whatever. But, you know, it only takes the right people, the right person to see you and see something in you.
Yep.
So she's giving you that platform to help you. So while you tripping over an outfit in an Usher concert, you're missing the big picture. And for you to sit here and say you have morals and standards and this and that and this and this is a representative, da 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 da, da. But that can be flipped on you because it seems like to us that she's the breadwinner. Traditionally, morally, the man is supposed to be the breadwinner. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? We could go there. What do you think, J-Rob? Because you're a man.
I mean, it was traditional stuff, but it's the new way. It's a new wave now. So
I'm like, I mean, how do you feel about this situation? Like, how do you feel about the whole grand scheme of things?
Like, he should. Like, I don't know. That he's definitely was insecure. About
yeah,
that
for
shit,
sure.
It's like, bro, let her have fun. Like, she out here trying to have fun, bro.
She just had a baby.
Right, let her have fun, bro.
Like, she just had a baby.
Like, bro, you had a, like. She's at an Usher concert. She's at an Usher concert. Like, what you expect? Like, you should expect that. Like, it'd be different if somebody else did that, but not Usher. Like, nah, you should expect that. If your girl going out there. But, I mean, let her, she having fun. That shouldn't even be no problem. It is what it is. It's Usher. It's Usher.
So you understand it's Usher.
It's Usher, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Exactly, right. He's a legend. Like, go have fun. Go have fun.
But if you had an issue with it, you were just saying send a text or wait to the phone. You said something. What you say?
Oh, I said send a text.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that anyway. But for him, like, he probably should have just kept it
so
private.
So what would you do? What would you do? If you saw it, if your girl did that, like, what would you do? Like, what would you say? Would you have anything to say? Or, like, would you?
Nope.
Just anything. It doesn't have to be negative. It could be positive. It, nope. Just anything. Like, what would you do?
It'd be definitely positive. I'd be like, you had fun? You enjoyed yourself? Mm-hmm. Bet. Cool. Like, it's nothing to be mad about. She's at a show. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Like, you pay $500 and Ursh would pop up on you. What would you do?
What would I do? I'm just kidding.
See, that's what, what would you do?
Right.
With Usher. It's like, nah. But yeah. Nah, it wouldn't be no problem with me. I don't know about everybody else feel, but I'd be like, just go have fun. Do your thing. Enjoy yourself. You had an R&B concert, bro.
In Vegas, bro.
Like, come on.
And you're Keke Palmer, so you have, like, VIP seating.
There we go.
And special treatment.
There we go. Shouldn't trip off of that. That's a small thing. Shouldn't trip off of that.
Anywho.
No love for the insecure niggas.
Oh my God. Okay, so a couple more things. I'm gonna stay on the over criticizing topic real quick. Mm-hmm. Just real quick. And I don't wanna get I don't want to do too much with this because it's just, ooh.
What's the next
okay.
One? What's the next one?
So Essence Fest just happened as well.
For sure.
And there was an issue with, remember India Ari?
Yeah.
I am not
of course.
Lying.
She plays with Stevie Wonder.
Huh?
She be playing with Stevie Wonder on his tours, I think, too.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I seen her. When I went to go see Stevie,
he
I
touring?
Saw her. Hmm?
He touring?
Stevie always touring.
For real?
Come on, he's a fucking legend. He's one of the best performers.
He's still touring?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Best one of the best performers.
So she was on his tour?
Yeah, she did. I think she was like a background singer or something like that. She did something for
him. Oh.
But I don't know if she still do it, but at the time when I seen it.
When was this?
Like 2016 or something. 15,
oh, 16. Dang, that's a long time ago. Well.
But, you know, she could still be doing it, but I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, Stevie's performing. He's probably performing tonight.
Okay, that's right, Stevie. Okay, so first off, Janelle Monae, right? You know, she just dropped an album and she's been showing her titties left and right, crazy, yeah, right?
Just showing
whipping the titties out left and right. She was actually in DC a few weeks ago promoting her release, and she was at Wild Days.
Yeah.
On the thing. So So, you know, she's been like showing her titties and stuff. And then also Megan Thee Stallion headlined Essence Festival as well. And, you know, we all know what goes on in the Megan Thee Stallion show. She's going to be twerking, throwing it back and give you an A count, giving you everything for an hour. So, and I love watching Megan Thee Stallion perform. She's a great performer. I think Megan Thee Stallion is one of the best female rap performers right now. Like, she has so much stamina. She's a great dancer. It just seems natural to her. Like, I always talk about how, like, you know, everyone don't need to do an A count, but Megan Thee Stallion, she is really that girl. Like, she can really hold her own. Anyway, you know, of course, at a Megan Thee Stallion show, at some point in the show, she invites fans up on stage to twerk to a song and, you know, all those things. So, you know, Megan Thee Stallion is the twerk queen.
Right.
And so, she had all the fans on stage or whatever. And then I guess Janelle Monáe was there. Janelle Monáe was up there too, just having a good time and, you know, like encouraging, like, go ahead, twerk, do your thing. Like, you know, just, you know, having fun with the people twerking on stage and stuff. And I guess Indira Reitz caught wind of this. And she had something to say. Let me read what India Irie had to say. So this is what India Irie had to say, guys. The issue is, what is context? Humanity does everything, but does everything belong on a stage? No. Is everything for kids? No. Is everything for everybody? No. So when we as a culture make something like this mainstream, it shows a lack of discretion and discernment. To those in the comments who laugh at anyone who wants these things for our culture, you certainly have that right. Just as many folks have the right to want our mainstream international export out music to show us in a respectful light. I like to go on the record saying this won't age well, and that's my issue. I love Janelle and Meg the way I love us all, and I don't like this moment. Don't bother debating with me. I don't care, and I do this. For 25 years, I've done this. So read, ponder, or don't. So, you know, and India Irie, you know, we all know what type of time India Irie, you know, she, you know what aesthetic she is, very much Afrocentric, very much earthy, very much incense, very much in that realm of very much, you know what I'm saying. So this is the thing, right? I'm never upset as someone's opposing opinion to mine. Only thing that irks me is it irks me when people don't make sense. It irks me when people have a lot to say with very little information. Right? And it also irks me when people come from an irrational place. So those are the things that bother me about people saying
pet
shit.
Peeves.
But I just, okay, of course, I don't agree with what she said. And also, like, her bringing kids into it was weird because it's Essence Fest. Like, everyone knows that Essence Fest is a very much grown festivity. I just feel like, I mean, you know, we can all, like I said, people have said a lot about this already. So I don't want to, you know, be a broken record or whatever. I disagree with this, obviously. I'm not going to, whatever. But also, I'm going to say this though. I want to bring Sexy Red into this as well, because she's been kind of getting a lot of backlash on her representation, on how she represents herself and what she, you know, her music and, you know, just how she cares, like just all that stuff. Us as Black people, you know, we already get scrutinized for things we don't have control over, just our race. And you know, we already, whatever, right? That's the whole thing. But for real, as Black people, we have a lot to fight against. We have a lot against us. I don't appreciate people coming forward publicly and opposing our culture. Twerking and having a good time and rap and hip hop is a part of Black culture. It is. Megan Thee Stallion is a very successful rapper, and twerking and having a good time and getting, you know, twerking for the Megan Thee twerk and all that other stuff, and her just doing her thing. That's a part of hip hop Black culture. That's just what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been doing this since the Freaknik. Before that, having a good time dancing, being secular. You know, that's you know, we have that right to embrace our bodies and sexuality, all those things. Like, You know, I don't really too much care for Janelle Monae showing her titty here all the time. I think it's a bit much sometimes, but I'm not going to come on here and just sit here and just be like, yeah, the kids, inappropriate discretion, discernment. I'm not going to do all that because that's weird. It's stupid. I can just mute Janelle Monae. I can just not follow her. I can just not consume it. What she does with her career, her life is none of my business. I represent myself. Right. But on top of that, Janelle Monae, we used to see her with fucking suit and tie and tuxedos and shit. Let her have her titties out. She want to. We don't have to stream her album. We don't have to tune in. We can tune out. But my whole thing is like, why are you coming forward publicly encouraging outsiders to also scrutinize us even more? You know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate that. And also with the whole Sexy Red stuff, like, I don't really too much care. Like, you know, I had to again, I'm not someone that has a lot to say with little information. I don't like to just complain and whine. I want to look into things. That whole what is it, the booty hole brown shit, Pound Town, like, I can't listen to that song past 5 seconds. I just can't, because it's just right. Whatever, right? But it's just, you know, it's a funny catchphrase, cool. But I took the time to listen to her project. Sexy Red just released a project last month. For what it is, I fuck with it.
Ski.
She got that, and she got the "It Ain't My Fault."
She got another
looking for the, "It Ain't My Fault." I love the Master P. What was Master P's group? No Limit or the No Limit Soldiers or whatever.
Yeah, No Limit Soldiers.
Something like that. I love the Master P and them sample. "It Ain't My Fault." The Suit the Shocker shit. "It Ain't My Fault." That was Suit the Shocker, right? Or that Mystical? Who was that?
Peter, it ain't who's my fault. Yes,
somebody, child. My bad.
One of the two. Whatever. I think it's Silk, though.
I think it was his song. But was he saying "It Ain't My Fault"? Was that him saying it? Go ahead. Let's look it up. Siri.
Who made "It Ain't My Fault" by No Limit?
I found this on the web.
Silk the Shocker.
Was it featured anybody? Just him.
Yeah, just him.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. "It Ain't My Fault." Did I do that? "It Ain't My It Ain't My Fault." Did I do that? I remember one time I was at a I think it was an amusement park or some type of city carnival somewhere. I was young.
And it was funny.
It was when it was a Matt Speed and all that was popping, mm-hmm. whatever. And my father was so proud of me. It was one of those things, those carnivals where, like, it's the game where you aim it and you shoot the water, trying to aim it at the target
right.
To press the button, and you have to do it hard enough for it to go all the way to the top for you to win the prize.
Right.
So what happened was, my father was so proud of me. I aimed it just right,
mm-hmm.
and the water shot to the button, and it was shot to the button, and it went all the way to the top. And I won the grand prize. And the grand prize was a Master P action figure. So I won a Master P action figure. So he was in all camo.
Right.
And you press the button, and it was like, nigga say, that's what it said. Like, you press the button, nigga say, that's what it said. When you
shout out to Master P.
My father was so proud of me, because, like, I'm his only daughter. I'm his daughter. Like, he doesn't have any sons.
Right.
It's like when I do, like, nigga shit, like, he be like, yeah, like you know what I'm saying, like, cause I ate that shit up, though. I was like, all the other kids was, I can't get it, bitch. I was right here. I was like,
you was focused.
I aimed it right at them, cause, you know, when you do it, you can't people don't always can't always aim it at the button like right, that, and right, the time right. goes out. Right. So it's like, you have to push it, and you can't go all the way to the top or whatever. But I aimed that shit, shot it right there. I hit that motherfucker right there, first squirt, boom, and it pressed and it went. I was the bitch that won the whole. I beat everything on everybody on that line. I beat everybody. I won that fucking shit.
You still got it?
No.
That would have been worth something too.
Yeah.
Gotta get Master P on.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
That's a great
yeah,
story.
Yeah.
We'll send out the Master P. Clip this up and send it to Master P. That's a great business move too. Come to think about it, that's a great business move. I like what? That. Just to have that wherewithal to. Put your promo your
yeah shit. This reminds me of because I remember when remember back Lil Wayne and Birdman and them every time
right.
And then Birdman was like, later on he was like, damn, I wish I trademarked the word bling. I trademarked that fucking word.
Trademark that joint. I forgot who trademarked it.
But I don't think anybody somebody trademarked bling.
Yeah. You can, once it's public, like you can, if nobody trademarked it, you can trademark it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they was, he was like, he said, I wish I trademarked. Because like no one heard that word. And they got bling from that song.
Yeah.
Every time I say, yeah, bling, bling. Yeah.
I swear.
What was I saying? what did I say? Yeah, like I had to listen to, you know, it's not up to my artistic standard when it comes to music all the time. Oh, Sexy Red, but like I've heard her project. It's cool. Like it's for the hood ratchet. Don't let it. Like you know what I'm saying. Everybody got their own pocket. Right. But I don't need to publicly bash Sexy Red. And say, ugh, she's trifling. She look da 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 da. Why she da da? She got a baby. She da 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 da. I don't have to do that. That's not helping. That's not helping us as a whole. It's just not. Like, right. Publicly bashing one of our own, it does not help, y'all. It don't. If you don't like Sexy Red, don't tune in. And y'all only do this to people that are popping.
Every time.
Y'all only do this to people that are popping. Like, I don't understand. Like, I be on Twitter, I be scrolling, people be complaining about shit. I'm like, you don't have to consume this. You can just mute the keywords. You can not consume this.
It's very easy to mute now.
Very easy. Anywho, yeah. So I'm like, what the hell am I? Huh? I was just, my best for you. Action figure. but yeah, lastly, oh, and I want to hear your opinion about this. So, Coyle Ray just dropped her. I think I mentioned this last episode too.
Yeah.
Coyle Ray just dropped her. Just dropped an album, mm-hmm. Last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever. And so it only sold 10K first week, which is you know not good at all, right? And this also happened to her last album that only sold 11K first week, mm-hmm. right? So I think that, you know, I probably said this last episode, I'll say it again here. The album, I think it's titled Koi.
Yeah, Koi, yeah.
The album is solid, you know, production wise. It's a well put together album. It's a good quality album. I'll say yes. It's money well spent, I'll say that. Like you can tell when someone has spent money. It's money well spent. In the beginning of the album, it was very poppy. I was like, "Where's this going?" But then it got you know more to like familiar Koi things that I've had, and I love the song "Run It Up." I love heavy on the samples for sure, but I mean that's hip hop, so I'm not gonna go into that little tangent. And for me, maybe it's just me because I just noticed certain things. She promoted, I don't remember them announcing a date of the album, but I remember her like putting out singles and promoting the singles and like, you know, I remember that because some people were saying like, you know, it's probably due to lack of promotion, but I remember promotion,
mm-hmm.
at least like rollouts or whatever.
At least
like song snippets being posted, at least like visual clips being posted. That's what I remember from this. But for me, in my opinion, I just feel like this is the second time she has showed low numbers first week. In my opinion, I'm thinking maybe she doesn't have like a core fan base yet, because it just seems like, you know, she's more visible now, but it just seems like she's still she has a sound. We know a Coyle Ray's voice. She reminds me of like, she could be like a, in my mind, I think of her as like a female version of like a Playboi Carti, just the way she sounds and mm-hmm. stuff. So she has a sound. And you know, all those things, but I just don't think that she has a core fan base for real. And I think that, you know, even though like with her album being like so pop heavy at the beginning, it was just like, whoa, where's this going? Like, I think she's just still trying out different markets, even with the whole David Guetta collab that she has, like she's just trying out different things, which is cool, which is fine.
Right.
But all artists do it. All artists do crossover stuff. That's cool. But I just feel like she may not have like a core fan base, because every time I see Coyle Ray perform, she's always at a festival. It's always a festival. I never really remember ever seeing a Coyle Ray show online.
Right. That's the difference too.
She's always a part of a lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like, I've also seen like some opinions online where they say like, you know, well, you know, nowadays, unless you're a big, big artist, you're not going to really sell albums and this and that. But I don't know, man. I don't know, because I feel like Ice Spice's EP numbers first week were like 30K, I think. Let me make sure.
30K.
Because like Ice Spice is a new, for her to be a new artist and you doing like, let me just make sure. And I'm not comparing. I'm just like trying to make a point, guys. I
spy. Pull up the numbers. Pull up the numbers. But no, that's true though. Festivals and concerts is a different thing.
Let me see over. Okay, so first of all, so Ice Spice got 14 point. Let me see. It says Ice Spice sold 15K first week on her EP. So those numbers, in my opinion, that's for Ice Spice. We didn't know her at all. She came out of nowhere.
Right.
We didn't know. I mean, she was doing rap music and stuff. She was doing stuff, but she came out of nowhere. We didn't know her. Her selling 15K first week, and she was a new, that's good for her, in my opinion. But Coil Away, you're on album number two, and you're selling 10K. That's crazy to me. And also, like, and I'm like, I just feel like, why is Coil Away releasing full length projects? In my opinion, you don't have your own shows. And if I'm maybe I'm wrong, I just haven't seen her do her own show. She's always a part of a lineup, always. Why are you putting out full length albums? And like, you've released all these singles and stuff so far apart. Like, Players came out so far apart from when the album released. I don't know. Maybe some people didn't know you had an album coming out.
I didn't know either.
Yeah, that too. But then also, like, but again, like, you don't have a core fan base, because people would be on top of that if you had a core fan base.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Victoria Monet has a core fan base. The only thing lacking with Victoria Monet is a machine. She doesn't have a machine behind her for real, for real.
Right.
I mean, she has resources, and she pumps out good quality for what she has going on. But, like, you could tell she doesn't have a really huge machine. If Victoria Monet had a huge machine backing her, whoa.
It'd be different.
Whoa. And I feel like, didn't Glorilla, hold on, somebody sold 30K first week, and I was like, oh, okay. I think and they were, it was a new girl.
Oh, no, it might have been Glow.
It might have been Glow. It says, okay, so back in November 2022, Glorilla unleashed Anyway Life's Good, Anyway Life's Great, a 9-track EP that included features from Cardi B. The project climbed to the number 11 spot on Billboard's 200 thanks to 28,000 album equivalent units sold during its first week. So Glorilla almost sold 30K first week, and she was a new artist. She came out of nowhere too.
Right.
And for her to do 30K first week, and we don't know who the fuck she was at first. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? I don't know. And it's just, I don't know.
I don't know. It comes down to the fans connecting with you, for sure. That's one thing. The fans got to connect with you first and foremost. Like you said, that core fan base thing. But I think more people connected to Glow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Than they did with Koi.
It was different. It was like a girl, like a ratchet girl, like really embracing her ratchetness and just like making like club anthems and like, but then like Glow came out, hit us with FNF, and then hit us with a couple other joints, and then hit us with a Cardi B collab. That really took it all.
Yeah.
But like, the Cardi B shit came
after.
After the EP came out? Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did. Yup. It
came after. But at the end of the day, the fans got to connect with you. At the end of the day. You can have all the money and all that shit behind you, but
what do you think is the issue with like newer artists today coming out? Like, what do you, like, what have you noticed as like a producer and an engineer and just someone that's like amongst like the creative process? Like, what do you notice about like the newer artists today, and like, what do you think it's they're lacking?
A story most of the time. So you know how, like, I would say, always say, for example, like when 50 came out, like we knew his story, like more so, and people bought his story more so, and then it just flowed into the, and his music was good too, but they bought the story, so it just made sense for the go purchase the
and
album.
Then he was a part of a crew,
right? The star, for sure. And then he made sure all of them was good. He put them in position. But I don't know. It's just, it's a story. I'm going to say, like, probably like the story.
But I mean, Koi has a story. Like, her father's Benzino. Like, he was the one that, didn't Benzino, like, then he founded, he was like one of the founders of like the Source magazine.
Yeah.
So we know that about her.
Right. But it's got to be more than that, though. that's like if Michael Jackson's son of somebody fucking rap or some shit.
Has Coil Ray ever like opened for someone on tour?
I don't think so.
Like, why isn't
Taylor... I've never seen a tour from her either. Yeah, I always saw, like you said, the festival thing, too. Like, you got to be able to sell hard tickets. Like, that's the main thing for the concerts, as far as for artists. Like, anybody can do a festival, but hard tickets, like, if you can sell those and sell out a concert by yourself, you're good.
Why isn't Coil Ray opening up for Doja Cat?
Who knows? I don't know. They got, it's, maybe the teams got to talk to each other. Something got to happen.
But then also, this is like a thing with me. I don't know, because like also like Lotto, her first week sales were like, her album that came out a year ago or mm-hmm. maybe, like her first week sales were like 20-something K. And that was an album. And she signed and everything. And she got a budget behind her.
Yeah.
But Lotto is opening up. She opened up for Lizzo on tour. She was on tour with Lizzo. So it's like, you want to, that. So that whole Lotto thing is weird too. It's like, what's not connecting with Lotto? Like, what's not connecting with these people? What is it? I don't know. Because Cardi B, she had a story. We loved her, but she, it was like a whole, like, we loved her there.
And look what she's
and like now. Megan, you know, she has a cult following as well. Her numbers aren't as high as Cardi B or whatever, mm-hmm. but like she can, you know, she can headline Essence Fest. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Megan should do a tour. I feel like Megan's tour would turn out real good. Like, but you know, with Megan, like, you know, she connected to the fans. Like, she just, but with Megan, I don't know, it's something about her. She just has it,
right?
And she can rap. Like, Megan can rap.
Right, that's what she started with. She started with that.
So, but then the whole controversy with that whole thing, you know, was going on with her. That's also a thing. And, like, you know, that also can catapult her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But with Ice Spice, like, what about Ice Spice do you think is, like, a grabber for people? Like, why do you think that she's so successful? I'm just wondering. I'm not hating on her because I love her. But, like, what do you think about Ice Spice that, like, really is selling it to the people? Cause her doing 15K her first week of coming out of nowhere, that's good. Imagine her putting out an album, like this extended EP. Like, you talking about this extended EP?
Mm-hmm.
When she puts that EP out, I feel like them numbers is gonna be up there.
It's gonna be
I
up.
Feel it. I feel like
she's building.
When Ice Spice comes out with her deluxe EP, mm-hmm. first week, I'm trying to J Rob. I'll give it between 50 and 100K first week.
That sounds about right.
I think so.
Because she's aligning with
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, the right people, too. Mm-hmm. That's a thing, too, aligning with certain people. Like.
Mm-hmm. But Coila Ray had a lot of features on her last album. She has a lot of features. She had a Nicki Minaj feature. Her album still,
the music just got to connect, like, first and foremost. That shit just got to connect. Like, if it's not connecting, it's like, all right. You can put as much money as you can behind some shit, but it's got to connect at the end of the day. Like, do you connect with it when you hear her shit?
Who, Koi?
Yeah.
I like the Run It Up song.
Okay. That's it. Do you connect with Ice Spice when you hear her shit?
Huh?
Do you connect more with Ice Spice as opposed to Koi? Musically? Music?
I fuck with Ice Spice a lot.
Her music more, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You fuck with Megan. You connect with Megan's Hell music yeah. way more, right?
Hell yeah.
It's connection. You got to be connected. Just the majority of people just don't connect, I guess.
So that's how you feel about Ice Spice? You think people connect with her? Like, what else about
yeah.
her?
Like her
I
look.
Think it's her look, yeah.
Yeah, her look. She look good, shit.
But she looks different. She looks different right. from the other girls.
All right. Songs is different. Like,
you know what else?
What?
Happened with Ice Spice? You know what else happened with her? The Northwest stuff.
True.
That catapulted her, because after the Northwest link up, because Northwest loved Ice Spice,
mm-hmm.
and that's how, because I remember Kim Kardashian, she came out and said something like, she kind of, you know, because it's this whole big thing about how North is on TikTok, and, you know, Kanye West didn't like how, whatever.
Right.
Kim was saying how she regretted letting North, like, listen to certain little things here and mm-hmm. there. And she was saying how she regretted, I guess, like, Northwest dressed up as Ice Spice in one mm-hmm. of her TikTok clips.
Yeah.
And was, like, mouthing some of the words to one of her songs. And Kim let her post it. And Kim was saying that she regret letting her post it because of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying she had no idea who Ice Spice was. This is when Munch was already viral, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And North hopped onto the whole, the boy's a liar,
the
that
kids
stuff.
Know.
And, like, you know, Kim was saying that she didn't know who the hell Ice Spice was until mm-hmm. North was like, look at this song, mommy. I like this song. I like her. Ooh, can she, you know, I guess I'm guessing like North was like, can she come over? Can we have, you know, and I guess Kim made it, made you know, deposit, you know, she, Kim, you know, made a couple calls.
And got her over
and pulled her checkbook out and was like, yeah, can you come over and see my daughter, please? My daughter loves you. My daughter, what's your name? I swear, my daughter loves you. Oh my gosh, she would love this. Can you come and you know? And then the management was like, okay, X, Y, Z. This is the amount. You know, she cut the check, and then she came out. So then. That was a big deal when Ice Spice was at Kim Kardashian's house with Northwest, Kanye West's daughter. Like,
I put her on a whole.
That put her on a whole nother thing. Yeah. And then she got a Skims deal after that. Kim was like, "Oh, you're so cute. You're really pretty. You should wear my stuff. Be in my commercial."
That's what I'm talking about with aligning. You got aligning.
You know what I'm saying? Because like it was Ice Spice, and then the Pink Panthers girl got the Skims deal too.
Yeah.
Because of that whole Northwest stuff.
Yeah. The kids know. Maybe the kids ain't connecting with it. I don't know. The kids will let you know.
But the kids connect with Coi Leray goes viral on TikTok. Her songs go viral on TikTok. I don't know. But the Ice Spice opening up for Doja Cat on tour, this is really going to do. I don't know when her EP is scheduled to come out, but Ice Spice going on tour with Doja, it's probably going to come out because Doja Cat's concert is in November.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure her albums will come out before November. But this is really going to take her up there.
Look, I just hope, you know, hopefully it does connect. Hopefully something happens.
It'll be good.
Some changes. Yeah.
Okay.
For now, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, for now, yeah.
Okay.
We on one bar.
Okay, yeah. Anywho, well, that's all for me. I don't really have, like I said, I didn't have much to discuss, even though... there was much said. So I'm still waiting on the Cardi B album rollout situation, sister. Again, Victoria Monet announced a tour. I can't wait for that. And I can't wait for her album to come out. I think her album comes out in August. And she's going on tour soon. So we'll see. It goes on sale on Monday. So let's see if I can get a ticket. But also, Cardi B just released a collab with a Chicago rapper named Fendi the Rapper.
Okay, yeah.
She's featured on Fendi the Rapper's song, and she ate up that verse, so that's cool.
Shout out to Cardi.
She looked great in the video, and you know she's really been doing good with her features and stuff. So keep it up. Hopefully the next thing she comes out with is a single. But hey, we'll see.
She's killing features right now. She ain't
worried. But yeah, that's all for me. I don't really have any shows to talk about. I'm just waiting on whatever movies. I don't know. We'll see. Anywho, that's all for me. You got anything else you wanted to say, J Rob?
Nah, I still gotta see Spider-Man.
See what?
Spider-Verse.
Oh, I never saw that.
And I gotta see it. It's another movie that's out. I haven't been in movies in a minute.
Oh, really?
I haven't been in movies in like 4 months, but I need to go.
Oh. Do you go by yourself like I do?
Most of the time, yeah.
I love it, right? It's great, right?
Best shit. Right.
It's great, right?
Right.
Anyway, yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in again to this crazy, out of pocket show. I don't know. It's
craziest show in the world.
But thank you guys. I appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you guys, it keeps popping. Can Monster give me a drink deal? Because I gulp down y'all shit all the damn time. Anyway, yes, like, comment, subscribe on our YouTube, HER Apostrophe D, the podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe, share with a friend. Go ahead, comment. Go ahead and like the video, all that stuff. We're on all podcast streaming platforms, guys. Make sure you stream there as well. You know, go ahead, give us a 5-star rating there too. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and you will see me next time. Okay, guys, bye.
What a quote at?
Oh yeah, I don't have a quote. I'll have one tomorrow. Next episode, I promise. Just stay focused on yourself, and if what that people say, if it's too expensive, it's not worth my time or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Just stay mentally healthy, guys, and just don't spend your time whining about shit that don't got nothing to do with you anyway. Just mind your business and focus on that coin. Okay, bye.